Oops, I did not mute my, I did not unmute my mic properly. I unmuted you. I did not unmute my mic properly. So everybody listen to me or just watch my mouth flap and nothing was coming out. We'll do it live. You heard everything. So we'll do it again. Good morning, Outposters, or evening as the case would be. Depends on what part of the world you're looking and watching this from. Dom, how'd you do? Did you watch that Super Bowl last night?
I saw parts of it. Yeah. I did mostly gambling, and one of the traditions we've done for the past couple of years was gamble on commercials, and this year it wasn't even worth it.
No, those, you know, I like the Babylon Bee. I don't know if you ever read it. It's basically...
I've seen it.
It's killing it compared to The Onion. And
it reminds me of what The Onion used to be.
Yeah.
And could be once again.
Yeah.
But I doubt it.
I doubt it, too. Why are you so behind? Oh, well, I don't know, something with this, you talk, but it comes through slower. So probably cause my slow ass,
maybe computer. Your system is anti-Semitic.
It's possible. It's HP. So, you know,
they built the computer systems that got you people where they ended up.
That's right. The Babylon Bee said conservatives around the nation sit down for a nice afternoon of watching most of corporate America insult them for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it was. I mean,
even when you think they're being sincere, it takes 2 minutes to realize they're not. And that's the Jeep commercial.
Yeah. Well, and not just insincere. I mean, all of it, they don't give a shit. Like, I listened to James Brown talk about how there's no black quarterbacks, there's no black coaches in the NFL. Bunch of millionaires in the NFL are bitching about billionaires in the NFL. I don't fucking care. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you going to tell me that the NFL is racist? That they're just a pile of racists? If that's the case, then why are there no white running backs for the last 50 years? I'm guessing it's racism.
We have a serious cultural issue, and it's this kind of self-loathing, and this, once you're a success not because you tapped into something that people want, need, or desire. You're a success because you've stolen it from somebody else, or you've denied it to somebody else, whatever the case may be. And now the NFL is dealing with that. The NFL is, maybe outside of English Premier League, it's the most watched or viewed or whatever entertainment sports business on earth. It's easily probably number two. And now there's the, oh, well, we've made it. And now what? Well, we kind of hate ourselves for making it this far. It's like the unintended consequence of success is, oh, I really hate myself when I achieve everything I want.
They don't care about any of it. They're just saying whatever they can to get you watching the damn game and to emotionally manipulate you to make you feel like they care. And they don't care. They don't care about any of it.
Whoever it is that's telling them that, they need to fire. Because we don't tune in for that stuff. If we're
fault. We tune in.
Well, I'm curious what the ratings are, and I know the NFL has been having a ratings issue for the past couple of years, and you look no further than what happened to the NBA last year, or Major League Baseball last year.
Yeah.
When they started their little production, their festival.
Or Star Wars.
Ratings collapsed. Star Wars left billions of dollars on the table.
Yeah. They're going to keep putting this shit out there. And I just came to the conclusion, it really doesn't matter whether I agree with it or not. All they care about is that some of us are manipulated in a positive way and some of us are manipulated in a negative way, and we'll all keep arguing amongst ourselves while they just keep laughing at us and sitting in their mansions. And I'm just going, why are we? It's not about racism. It's not about anything. Yeah, they make money either way.
They make money. Because we'll go to their platforms and tell them we don't like them or whatever. Well, they make money on that. And the ones who like that will go to their platforms and buy their crap, and they make money on that. You know what? Screw it. It turns out it's a really good business decision. Make everybody either hate you or love you. find a way to monetize it. And
how clearly
they have.
But they don't have any core beliefs. They don't care about any of it.
Oh, no.
They sell out to China. We've seen that. We've seen the movies sell out completely to China. The NBA sold out to China. People are getting murdered over there daily, probably as we speak. They don't care. And they don't care that we're fighting each other and we're burning down. As long as the only time they took any notice is when they finally came into the Capitol. All those people that came to the Capitol that were screaming and throwing tantrums when Trump had his inauguration, they all got let go. All the people that got busted in the November or January 6th thing, throw the book at them. But, you know, it's all about, there's a group in power, there's a big club, and you and I ain't in it.
Nope. And we're not allowed.
They don't want us in it. And so whatever they could do to keep us distracted. And so they put all this gooey bullshit. You mentioned it earlier off the show. The Bruce Springsteen commercial made me want to throw
commercial.
Up. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I mentioned a couple of minutes ago, I honestly fell for it. I was like, I don't like the commercials aren't going to unite us. Messaging and branding in corporate America is not going to bring people together.
It's so fake.
Despite the endorphins or whatever it is that it releases while you watch it, because you're looking at something that is visually interesting and pulling on the heartstrings in all the right ways, because it's probably, you know, focus group driven or whatever it is. On the one hand, it's almost refreshing. Like, oh my goodness, is this company just going to say, can we just stop this and get back to focusing on what brings us together so we can go forward and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And you're like, you know, I like that. I don't care that that's what you think necessarily, even though I want to agree with it. I ultimately don't care. And I think it's neat. It's almost taking a chance. It's almost taking a risk at this point to be like, nah, you know, bullshit. We're fucking one group of people, and we've got one objective, and that's to make tomorrow better than today. Like, that is what we're here for. That is the underlying current of especially American society was tomorrow is going to be better than today, and no matter what the cost. And like, I can get into that. That speaks to the middle class and the blue collar and all the rest of it. And you realize, oh, wait a minute. We're hashtagging this shit, and it's now reunited states. What are we reunited for? And then you just take a second to think about everything, and it's like, ah, like you can't even make a commercial about us coming together without punching you in the face and saying, "This is your fault. This is your fault. We're fixing your mistake." And that was the point of it. I think ultimately that was the point of it. This is your fault.
Yeah. Well, they Jeep puts Bruce Springsteen on because, you know, he's done.
Nobody outside born of New Jersey in the USA. Shit about Bruce Springsteen.
Well, no, I mean, he's been around for a long time, The Boss and all that stuff. He's had some great songs. What has he been saying lately? Born to Run Away. Bruce Springsteen promises to flee to Australia if Donald Trump wins. Bruce Springsteen tells.
That's not unity.
Yeah. Bruce Springsteen tells an Australia audience he's embarrassed to be an American. Bruce Springsteen says it's time for an exorcism in our nation's capital. Last 4 years have been a fucking nightmare. Oh, is that unity? Oh, you know what? Go fuck yourself, Jeep. And you know, you want to bring these people out here. I forgot to put myself back on. We want to bring these people out here. You were the only one on camera.
Dennis
I'm
Miller's
ranting
going.
Away.
Oh, you can put me back on. That's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, you're just putting this shit on here with all your pretty piano music and your black and white stuff and you know, your very nice photography and everything else. And it's all, there's nothing sincere about it. It's all bullshit. It's just by our goddamn. Like I said, the only one that I had any respect for was WeatherTech. WeatherTech came on and they said, we got this thing you can stick your phone in and stick it in your cup holder in your car. Buy it. Thank you.
That's brilliant.
I was like,
thank
you.
This day and age, it's absolutely brilliant. It's almost guerrilla marketing. You remember that?
He was like, they told me what product they were selling.
And they told you what you could do with it.
They asked you to buy it.
They Thank probably you. Said please.
I mean, half the fucking ads, I didn't even know what the hell they're selling.
No, who's selling you're not. It. You're not selling products anymore. You're,
no, you're selling emotion even manipulation.
Vehicles. You're there. You go. That's exactly it.
You're selling emotion. You're selling manipulation. Emotion. And if you get emotionally J. J. manipulated, you'll just here's my money. Here's and I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not watching the NFL next year. I listen to James Brown. Fucking James Brown. He makes he's the black host on CBS. This is the NFL or whatever they call it. NFL Today, whatever it is. And he sits there and he just goes on and on and on about black coaches and black quarterbacks. This black guy who basically his entire career is based on the NFL. He makes six. I looked it up. He makes $6 million a year from CBS to work basically every Sunday during the football season. I don't know what he does in the off season and talk about this game. And he says it's and he lamenting this. Well, why is that, James? Why? Is it because everybody in the NFL that owns these teams is a bunch of fucking racists? Is that what you're saying? And if you believe that, why aren't you quitting? Because you don't believe that, or else 30 pieces of silver, the inflation rate is way higher than I thought. Apparently it's up to $6 million a year. So they're full of shit. They don't believe any of this stuff. It's just to get you feeling something so that they... that you know they care and you'll keep coming back. They don't care. They don't care at all about you. The movie theaters don't care. The media doesn't care. The politicians don't care. And I'm done caring. They're not getting any more of my money.
And now you don't care. Mm-mm. You tell them. You're giving them Dear John tomorrow.
I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe a word they say.
Nobody should believe anything you see anywhere anymore. We now live, and I think I've mentioned it before, we live in a world of two competing realities. It's no longer two competing versions or two competing visions, I should say. It's not my vision for tomorrow is A, my vision tomorrow is B. It's no longer that. We've now broken down to the point where now it's my vision of reality is A. My version of reality is B. You can't exist that way. You can't accomplish anything when you can't even agree on where it is you are, essentially. I mean, that's how bad things have essentially gotten. We can't even agree on where we are when you think about it. It's one of those things, you know, when you have a common purpose and a common goal, you can disagree on how to get there. But ultimately, you agree on what it is you're going to. We don't even have that anymore. Because we don't even have where we are together. If you live in, say, a suburb or in a rural part of the country, your reality is one thing. If you are living in the city, quote unquote, your version of reality is something completely different. And that never necessarily used to be the way you had different competing ideas and different competing interests between city living and rural living and the suburbs, but you didn't have separate realities. Now we live in a world of separate realities where I live in the suburbs, a quiet little suburb of the fifth biggest city metro area in the nation, and if I go 20 minutes in sort of that direction, the world effectively changes. The view, the reality is completely different, and it's that way by design, which is the worst part of it. It is something that has been manipulated and put in by design. It wasn't just people growing apart. This was a wedge driven, and you divide these sides, you separate them out, and then you proceed to exploit them both. Even you and I we probably didn't vote for the guy who is in the White House now. We didn't vote for the president. He's still the president. But we've been manipulated too. I think that's probably the thing we need to realize. Yeah, we've been exploited just as much as anybody else.
Sure, sure.
Because here we are right now bitching about it, which is exactly what they want. And it's going to affect our view of reality because now we have a view of reality. We probably tend to think our view of our reality is more grounded and probably a little more, you know, reality based. Essentially, it's more an appreciation and understanding of everything going on around you, where you fit into it, what you can do about it, and what's going to get you through the day.
Yeah, but you're missing it. You're missing my point a little bit. Or let me just make sure I reiterate it. That what they believe on the woke side and what we believe on the conservative side doesn't matter, because the people that run
to them, ultimately, it absolutely does.
The people that run the media, no. The people that are the elite class, the deep state bureaucracy, the government, they believe in nothing except their pocketbooks and keeping us out of it. They don't care about anything. They don't care about what all they want to make sure Trump was it wasn't so much about Trump. It was about a person in the White House that wasn't in the club, and that it wasn't that they hated him. It's that they hated us. And when I'm getting lectured by a multimillionaire about racism in the end, what the fuck am I supposed to do about it? I don't own any of these goddamn teams. What do you want me to do?
Would it help if we stopped watching then and stopped going? Would that, because ultimately, we still have the power. We have the money to pay for this crap.
That's the only way. I'm nuking my. I have two Twitter accounts. I'm keeping the Drunken Yoda one because it doesn't do much, and it's mostly for this site. I have an older account that I've actually built up. It's been mostly just where I rant politically. I'm done with. I'm just getting rid of it. I suggest everybody just get rid of their damn social media accounts, and start.
Start talking to people face to face again.
Go outside.
We're going to have the LMO something. Pub coming up.
Yeah. You know, watch this channel. But I'm listening to these people cynically talk about these things that they don't care about. You can almost hear them laughing at us in the control rooms or something, you know. Well, I'm sure there's a few in there that really do, the lower echelons that happen to get jobs in there that do believe in this stuff. But they're just useful idiots, tools to be used to keep us all angry and fighting and bitching about this stuff on YouTube channels and not actually.
By the way, smash that like button, check out our Patreon, and then click the bell, which is, I don't know, probably over here somewhere.
Could be any place. Who knows?
The Liberty Bell.
So I'm like going, I'm not entertained anymore. I can't watch football anymore. I'm not entertained by anything anymore. All I see is woke this, woke that. You know, one thing I did realize, it's like if you're a little boy, maybe living in Kentucky, your mom has got drugs, you haven't had a dad, you live in a trailer park, and you realize that based on what you're seeing on the Super Bowl, apparently because you played with some old G.I. Joes that your mom was able to get at a garage sale, you're Hitler. Like, what the fuck did I do?
That should be the feeling of 98% of the viewing audience. It should be the feeling of 100% of all of us. Yeah. 99.9, I guess. Is what the hell did I do?
I just wanted to watch a goddamn football game and crack open a beer, and I don't want to hear it.
I want to have a hamburger and some ice cold lager beer in the middle of a hot afternoon on a Sunday, watching, you know, baseball, they call it getaway day, watching just teams just compete in a sport that I absolutely love for no reason other than I just fucking love it. Why is it that we as the people who have the power, because we're the ones who pay for all this crap, we're the ones who fund all of it, maybe just, I don't know, think about us every once in a while? I get you have your opinions.
They hate you.
Those are actually your opinions.
Dom, they hate you. That's the problem. You're the ones that hate. They hate me.
I'm the most hated of all. I understand that completely. And I
not wear just that crown not just on pride. Our boards.
I'm up there. I'm not quite the most hated. There's a couple above me, but and I'm going to be number one soon. They also don't care that that's the only reason we tune in for the escape. We tune in for the entertainment. We tune in for the spirit of competition, thrill of winning, and that all those wonderful things that we grew up as kids in a completely different time now, it looks like.
I can't even enjoy it anymore.
Cherishing.
No, I mean,
look at I am as big a Cubs fan as you can get. I am like achingly close. I have the World Series banner right
they're
up
my,
over
they're my stuff. Second favorite team.
It should be your first, but whatever.
Royals, sorry. But that's just...
That was a good World Series.
Yep.
But it's... What the hell was my point? I don't remember.
And the point is, I can't enjoy any of this shit anymore. They're, exactly. You know, no, do you know how I knew they didn't give a shit?
You tune in to tune out everything that's happening outside of your door. 99% of it you can't control. I'm in here. I'm at home. I've got my family. I've got my drinks. I've got my food. And we're all focused on you. You're our attention. Because this is going to make it all go away, at least for a little bit, and we have something that we can bond on. Which even as a nuclear family in this country, you have next to nothing to bond on anymore. This was like the one thing. Sports was still the one thing. And...
But now they're just shoving this crap in here. You know how I know they didn't care? They put up like on either side of the field goal. So mm-hmm. when the camera is looking down when the guy kicks, right? They have these two signs there, and they put on so one is on one side, one is on the other. And I think I don't remember what the message was. It was one of those woke messages, but it sounds like, together we must, and then it said fight racism, but they'd switched it. So like one side should have been together we must, and the second side should have been fight racism, but they switched it. So it said fight racism together we must. They couldn't even be bothered to make it look read right on the fucking screen. That's how I know they don't get, they just shove that put the fight racism thing up there, whatever, just to keep them quiet. So we'll get, you know, less letters and they'll keep talking about
how do we read? Do we go left to right or do we just
care.
Whatever?
They don't
you're
care.
Like, this is
they don't
English.
Care about race.
We have the rules and we don't follow them.
They put it up there so people stop. You know, you want to stop worrying about racism. Stop talking about it all the fucking time. But they don't.
That's the thing. None of us think about this. None of us spend our time other than here we are. Well, because it's a topic, and that's the only reason why we ever bring it up. It's the only reason why we even talk about it, is because somebody else has made this an issue.
But
none of us worry about that kind of thing.
They only make it an issue
ever.
Because they think it's something that will keep us doing anything but looking at them going, you know, you guys have way too much fucking money. And I'm not a socialist or anything. Don't get me wrong. But when they're abusing your media power, and you're shoving all this religious crap down my throat, which is what I see it as at this point, and I'm not entertained by your product anymore, then why, you know, I'm done. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to build stuff off of the, you know, I'm going to try to make these videos that I'm making and enjoy myself. And hopefully I'll see some movies and some entertainment that I like, but I am putting the least amount of money into it that I have to anymore. And I'm not going to sit here and be told that I don't own the NFL team. Why am I a piece of shit?
Yeah, this isn't my problem. This is a you problem. Speaking of hopefully being able to enjoy films, what'd you think about those trailers?
To be honest with you, I think the only one that I saw that I was going, that looks interesting, is the M. Night Shyamalan one, old. Which, of course, I immediately go, but it's M. Night, so it's probably not going to be any good. But I thought it was like, at least it looked like something I hadn't seen before.
Oh, my first thought watching it, and I watched it because, by the way, lastmovieoutpost.com, there was an article on it today. Be sure to check it out and comment in the talkbacks, or whatever it is we're calling them now.
Many, 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 many articles.
I saw the trailer, and my first honest-to-God thought was, oh, what episode of Lost was this? I'm a big Lost fan, by the way.
Yeah, that's true. I also want to see the Nobody with Better Call Saul.
Bob Odenkirk. I go, oh, here we go. Another hyper action flick with. Oh, I don't care. I just went.
Odenkirk.
I don't care.
He plays a suburban dad who miraculously turns out to be a retired assassin. Well, yeah. You know, it's the same
here
old
we go.
Story.
High concept action film.
If I haven't met
by
a thousand guys like
fine.
That.
Yeah. You know what? If it would, I will tell you that, what was I reading about? Will Smith has been attached to make a film where he wakes up not realizing if he's a CIA agent or he's a drug dealer in Tijuana, Mexico.
No.
And he's got to figure it out, and whatever the hell that was. And my first and only thought was, if this was 1996 and Jerry Bruckheimer was producing, I would be all for it. And I feel the exact same way about that film. If this was a Nicolas Cage in his prime 90s, let's say between like 95 and 99, and he's some kind of weird retired accountant who in a previous life was a top-ranked assassin in the world or whatever the hell's going on, you make that shit with Tony Scott, you have it produced by Jerry Bruckheimer, and I will do nothing but go to it. Or Simon West, if he's even around anymore. But now, I don't care.
I don't know. I mean, I like Bob Odenkirk so much. I think that's part of it. I'm just,
he's fine.
I just like him.
Perfectly serviceable.
So I'm willing to kind of take a chance on it, I guess.
Wasn't Mr. and Mrs. Smith is essentially the same thing? They're a married couple living in the suburbs, and it turns out they're highly skilled assassins.
I hope this kind of thing's been done 100 times.
I hope
he's the skilled assassin. It turns out that his 5-year-old kid is the other assassin that he has to, and so the kids come, you know, with knives. That would be awesome.
If you can get kids involved in the violence like it's the 1980s and the 1990s, I'm all for it. But I don't think that's going to happen.
Damn straight. So, yeah, nobody, Bob Odenkirk, might be okay. We'll see.
I'll do this. Not this. Not definitely not this, but I'll give you this. In Rome meant kill him anyway.
We'll give it a shot. Damn it, I cannot work this thing to save my life today.
The first Fast and the Furious was really good because it was that sort of throwback to car chase movies in the 1960s, 1970s especially. You're like, oh, this is great. There's a lot of handheld camera work. There's a lot of, it looks like practical effects going into it. Now you're just making these big, giant Michael Bay films.
That's
not necessarily wrong in that department, but if you're going to do that, then just give it to Michael Bay to do. Because he's the master of Bayham, and you were not.
I don't know. I find the Michael Bay movies to have this weird arrogance to them. And the Justin Lin ones are kind of like, yeah, we know this is stupid. But we just want you to have a good time. I mean, come on, look. The Rock just flexed his cast and exploded off his arm. Isn't that kind of cool? That's kind of fun. You know,
okay.
He just took out a drone with an ambulance. What the hell?
I'll grant you that, and I'm willing to look at it through that lens, assuming I look at it at all.
I'm hoping that Fast and the Furious 10 is subtitled "Fuck You, Physics."
Yo, you know what it is? It's Fast 10 to Mars.
Yeah.
We're finally going to get a
movie.
Finally, a car chase to the red planet. If that happens, you're like already in my top 10 favorite films of all time, just if you say you're going to do it.
The Fast 11 will be the great, that's when we're going to start up the new cinematic universe when they cross over with the Sharknado universe. It's going to be awesome.
Could you imagine if there's like a car chase and they're chasing each other around the giant red spot on Jupiter? I mean, a giant shark comes out. Like, finally, treat this shit with the proper respect.
That's right. We're on Jupiter! Shark. Fuck you, family!
It's in the family. And the giant obelisk comes flying out and wrecks one of those goddamn Camaros or pieces of shit, whatever the hell they are.
I also, because I'm
do that, Hollywood.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm also all in probably for the Falcon and Winter Soldier just because I'm generally all in for the MCU stuff. That's if you're in on that, great. If you're not, no problem. I can understand if you're kind of like, I'm enjoying WandaVision, so, you know.
It looks like Riggs and Murtaugh in comic books. Not that I guess that's probably perfectly surfaceable, but it's already been done. It's called Lethal Weapon, and there's a TV show apparently called Lethal Weapon, the TV show or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So is it just because we're creatively bankrupt and we're going to take things that people know and we're going to do whatever anybody else is doing, but we're going to do it with our crap, and then you're going to eat it up and everybody's going to treat it like it's a new golden age of television, which I think is coming to an end if we're going to be honest with ourselves.
Speaking of the end of the golden age of television and being creatively bankrupt, I had to bring up Ben's wonderful article here on the top 10 very special episodes of the 1980s.
Oh my God. And they're, back in the 80s when you could do that kind of thing.
Isn't it fantastic? And I tell you, I don't know how I got out of the 80s alive.
What a decade. I mean, I was born in it and I remember some of it, but God damn, I clearly missed a bunch.
What makes them so hilarious is that if for those of you who maybe are just, you know, you hear the trope and everything, but you're just not that familiar with it. The reason why the very special episodes of the 1980s are so bizarre is because all the shows are these sweet saccharine, close to like Full House levels.
They're wholesome.
Wholesome.
They are wholesome
until
it's the Morning in America
season. Yeah. Until one day, Tootie nearly gets sold to a prostitution ring in New York.
Kids are molested at summer camp. And you're like, what?
It's like the most horrible. It's like the most horrible thing. It's like, it's so bizarre because it's and you have the laugh track going on the entire time. You're like, going, what is happening here?
This is.
Why is Buzz Lightyear beating up Alex P. Keaton?
If WandaVision had done the WandaVision,
they kind of did.
A very special.
They kind of did. They actually called it that.
Every episode is some horribly really.
They did. That was the last episode. That's really it. Kind of was that, and
Have to watch that. I love that completely tone deaf, but we're going for it anyway because we're artists. We want to tell a story.
We've got In Growing Pains, Mike Seaver and his pals Boner and Eddie. Yes, his best friend's name was Boner. They run into Christy Swanson, who wants them to do a little free cocaine with her.
Drugs, that's right.
Dude, I so would have done coke with Christy Swanson if given the opportunity. I would have caved.
Ain't nobody saying no.
It's no wonder that Kirk Cameron is now this big churchy doing things like Fireproof and these garbage movies. I mean, obviously,
man,
Growing Pains damaged
him. Do you remember that brilliant little time between like maybe 98 and 2000 when Godsploitation was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
And you had TBN had their own movie studio and they were making the Omega Code.
Yeah.
I think it was at the Ghetto. And,
Left Behind.
Left Behind with Brad Johnson. Oh, fuck.
Nick Cage did a Left Behind movie.
He did.
Yeah.
It was nowhere near as good as the Brad Johnson one.
No, but, you know, Nick Cage got to pay him taxes.
Was in one, I think. You owe the IRS.
Number 9, The Facts of Life. This is where Tootie goes to New York alone and meets up. She's befriended by a teenage prostitute and runaway, and her pimp Mike wants Tootie to be his new girl so he could cox a plan to lure her up to Chrissy's apartment, get her addicted to drugs, and turn her out on the street. But Mrs. Garrett comes and saves the day. I'm hoping that Mrs. Garrett was packing in that one because it's the only way I can see that this would have worked.
I would build a time machine and go back to these production meetings when they're laying out the studios. And somebody says, guys, somebody just did an episode where they said it's in a special episode or on a very special episode of Fill in the Blank here. And they got 30 million people watched it. This is back when 30 million people watching something was that was normal. And like, we've got to do it. So the studios would come down, you know, their sunglasses on, they've got coke on their nose and they're doing this. Like, you see what they did on CBS Sunday night? You motherfuckers have got to do that. Do that or I'm going to fire you all. And they're like, whoa. our show is about a family living in suburbia and it's just going through the days, but what if they went to New York City and one of them was almost raped?
You like, know what started
let's
this?
Let's do that.
Do you remember, and maybe, I don't know, you're about, what, 10 years younger than me? What are you, 41? Oh,
I'm dashing, good looking, and all around in shape. Look at that. They're called,
don't
they're called
me.
Trapezoids or some shit. What? Go ahead.
Don't tease me. The I don't know if you remember, but they used to have the ABC After School Special,
yes,
which were horrific. Most of them were horrific. Yes. And
we got to watch those in school.
Yeah.
Just in case the point wasn't made.
And I think that's what launched the very started launching the very special episodes on that, because they were, you know, pretty.
I believe it.
They were pretty popular, and everybody was like going, you need to do more of this, because we need to teach kids that at any moment their idyllic life could be shattered.
They're going to be kidnapped and gang raped on their way to China. I don't want to hear about this. I'm just a Bill bullshit.
That's right. That is absolutely right. So let's see. In number eight, Webster, he burns down his apartment.
Burns down the house.
And so they punish him for burning down the apartment by making him live in an old mansion with secret passages and a dumbwaiter. He gets to ride in as a makeshift elevator.
Do you think something was just like, we're in some Sunset Boulevard bar trying to plan these things out. We have mounds of drugs. And like, what if we just... Oh, and then somebody's like, well, we're going to have a bigger budget next year. Cool. What if we burn down the fucking apartment and he gets a butler in an elevator? Let's do that.
And somebody who actually has a modicum of common sense goes, why didn't George just spank him? And they're like, are you kidding? You're going to have the giant white football player beat the shit out of Webster? Do you know how that's going to look? The little black child? Listen, are you sure you want to do that? Oh, yeah, you're right. Let's go with the mansion thing.
The Burger King people aren't going to be happy with this.
Punky Brewster. She wants to be an astronaut until she watches the Challenger explode. Oh, my God.
That might be my favorite. I don't know why. It's just, wow. It's just, nobody gives a shit. We're gonna start Punky Brewster up, you know, with the Challenger blowing up.
You know, you laugh, Dom, but I tell you, even though I watched them replay that 73,000 times on television on the news, and we watched all the faces of the families and everything, it didn't become real to me until I watched that Punky Brewster episode. That's when I knew those astronauts were gone. How many?
You can watch it. You realize that the astronauts are alive as the capsule is like spiraling down from that horrific explosion. But like, this is going to make Emmy-winning TV one day. Some guy in Hollywood, mounds of coke again. He's like, I think we can make money off of this.
You know, to be fair.
Call McDonald's. They might be interested.
Now, to be fair, the one thing they may have gotten right is that, as I recall, that went down 86. So I was a sophomore in high school and we were complete psychopaths. So by the end of the day, we were going, how many astronauts can you fit in a Volkswagen? 11, two in front, two in back, and seven in the ashtray. It's like the worst, most horrific jokes we could find. What's
but
NASA
it's a
stand
way of-
for? It needs another seven astronauts. It's like we were psychopaths.
But that's an odd, it's a way of cope. It's a coping mechanism. There's perfect psychology behind that, actually. It's the way of dealing. They call it gallows humor.
Oh, man. I those are the two I remember. I know there was a lot of others that were just horrific. And I'm like going, yeah, maybe they were onto something with this one.
But Buzz Aldrin or somebody shows up in that one, right?
Yeah, he does. My favorite, though, is the title, Accidents Happen. Oh, you mean like, you know, you spilled a little milk. You blew up a space shuttle. These things happen.
That's Larry Sanders level of fucking irony. My God. Accident happened. Look at it. If you rewind it, you can see where the capsule goes flying down. They're still alive the whole time, desperately trying to right themselves. I don't know. Oh my God.
Now we get to the first. Now we get to the first of our homosexual pedophiles. Mr. Belvedere, the counselor, 1988. George's son Wesley getting sexually molested by the camp counselor. Wesley does the right thing and reports the incident. And he's back to his shenanigans and pranks by the end of the episode. No therapy required, kids. When this happens to you, you just report it and you'll be fine. No trauma at all.
Oh my, do you realize if a certain group of people catch on to these kinds of things, the fit they're going to throw? That is, even I'm like, ooh, I don't know. That's a little harsh, but.
I mean, you know, I guess.
It's a 45-minute show. By 30 minutes, he's fine. He's over it. We got to move on because next week something else is going to happen.
Well, those were 30-minute shows, remember. So maybe 23 and a half.
Oh, 23. Yeah, you got 22 minutes.
22 minutes.
Look at, he's got to get over it. Yeah. The 15-minute mark.
Yeah. We got McDonald's ads to sell.
Going to be happy.
I always wondered if any of these particular episodes, if even if it was local, if somebody was selling like Trojan condoms, like the commercial came on and something like that. KY jelly for when you.
There's all kinds of lubricants and hot dog commercials.
Oscar Mayer.
Oscar Mayer has a wiener. It goes great with Velveteen lube and oil.
This one I think is a little lame, and I would have substituted it for a different one, and I'll get to that in a minute. But it was Cherry Lifesaver. It was Punky Brewster. Punky and her friend Sherry are playing hide and go seek, and Sherry hides in an old fridge. You know what? I even in the 80s, I can't remember seeing a lockable fridge. Those were gone by the 60s, if I recall. If even before that.
That's basically like the a horizontal fridge, not a vertical fridge. It's a horizontal one. It's like a meat fridge or a meat freezer at this point.
My deep freezer, you don't even have a lock on it. I just don't see locks on freezers anymore unless it's like in a restaurant or something. But then that's...
What are you locking a freezer for?
Well, that's my point. Any of these old refrigerators, they just don't have those latched handles anymore where you can't get out. They did away with it. I just feel like it's a lame deal. But Punky is able to save her with CPR. I would have replaced that with
it was the 80s.
Do you remember the so Family Ties became the Michael J. Fox show, if you recall, and rightly so. The guy had great comedic timing, and he made that show what it was.
He was a great comedic actor. Is a great comedic actor.
But like so many comedic actors, they want to do something arty. And so he did the one where his friend died in a car wreck. And then they do kind of this one-man show with these weird, you know, pseudo sets where he's kind of like talking to his psychiatrist. But the psychiatrist is always off screen, just a voiceover. Mm-hmm. And he does this very... You know, you can almost see at the end, like somebody hands an Emmy, right, you know, on the set. That's the one that should have been instead of this.
That reminds me of there's an episode in MASH that is black and white. And if I remember correctly, it's filmed as like a film camera crew in their hospital in the middle of the Korean War. And it's not funny at all. And it's, I think, probably the same thing. Like, Alan Alda's like, I'm also a dramatic actor, and now we're going to make a piece of art. It's actually, like, if you ever watch it, it's a very good episode. It's perfectly fine. But you're like, oh. It's that very special episode.
But MASH pretty much became a very special show after they lost Henry Blake and they replaced him with Harry Morgan. After that, it's like the whole fucking, every show is a very, and then you remember how they ended it where he's all traumatized because a woman killed a chicken on the bus to stop the enemy. And then it turned out it was a fucking dead baby. It's like, oh, God, why are you showing me
on
here?
At the Incheon Reservoir.
Yeah. Oh, man.
You're confronted with the horrors of the Vietnam War.
Don't worry, guys. We'll get to your comments soon. They're eating themselves in there.
Bunch of savages.
Different Strokes when Nancy Reagan showed up because drugs are being sold on school grounds.
That's probably the most well-known, and when you say on a very special, everybody immediately thinks
second
to win the first lady.
Second.
I don't know. I think you do that. Everybody goes, I think people who don't even know who the hell Nancy Reagan is, they'll be like, oh, I remember that. At least they know about it. They don't remember it. They've never seen it. But
I wish I saw drugs being sold in my school. I'm pretty sure the first lady wouldn't have showed up in my little podunk town.
You're in the lower 48.
That's right. Matthew Perry starred in Growing Pains, Second Chance, where he snuck out to a bar and Sandy, that's his, Matthew Perry's character name, he was drunk, he was in a car accident, and they check him out in the hospital, he's going to be fine, and then they get home and he died.
Off screen, he
dies off screen.
Carol, at least he didn't get the death that Poochie got.
Yeah. Sandy went back to his home planet.
I have to go now. Actually, you know what? It takes balls to do something that stupid.
This, I think, is the most remembered special episode.
Okay, lay it on me, sister.
Gordon Jump as the Bicycle Man. The bicycle shop owner for Arnold and Dudley in Different Strokes. He likes he takes them back in the back room.
They're
and they show
Playboy
him,
and shit.
Yeah, they show him porn. They drink wine. They play a game like Tarzan with their shirts off. And
that
they
might
come back and they find Dudley hopped up on pills, just about to be molested.
God.
He did get a new bike, though.
You remember when the week before that episode, it was the whole arc was somebody had spilt lemonade and they couldn't quite figure out who it was. I'm not saying that's actually what happened, but
yeah,
it takes a turn.
Could you imagine if a Brady Bunch had a very special episode, how awesome that would have been?
When they realize they don't share the same genetics.
Sam the Butcher going, yeah, I'm here to deliver some meat, Marcia.
What happens when brother and sister aren't brother and sister and share a bed? Tonight on a very special Brady Bunch.
You know, they did that in the Brady Bunch movie. Did you know that? Did you ever see those two? Oh, they are great.
Oh, I saw part of there's a Brady Bunch and then a Very Brady Bunch or something, right?
Yeah, the Very Brady sequel or something.
I remember sort of the first one.
They kept showing Marcia and Greg start to have the hots for each other, and every time they kind of went into that, oh my god, I kind of like them, then the music would start playing and the song would be, "If loving you is wrong, I don't want to be right."
That's good. I kind of like that self-aware humor.
It's
good,
great.
For that.
It's fantastic. I also love the Family Guy where they kind of spoof this bicycle episode where he's like, okay, you boys, I want you to scream really loud at my ass. And then Family Ties, where Tom Hanks was a drunk and he beat the shit out of Alex. He drank an entire bottle of vanilla extract because he couldn't find any beer.
As he chugs down his water.
You know what was amazing to me is that every time Tom Hanks came on Family Guy. He had some horrific...
Your dog has an opinion.
Yeah, she does. Shut up!
Shut up. You fucking mistake.
Shut up, Lily. I will beat you. She's a dachshund. I think she'd make good bratwurst.
Yeah,
somebody's coming
it.
Home. That's why.
I just had a drag race on my street, so you're fine.
I live in a dog pound. That's what's going on here. Yeah, every time Tom Hanks came on Family Ties, he had some horrific psychological problem. I think he had a gambling problem. He had a drinking problem. And he also was embezzling money.
Oh, my God.
So his life was horrific, and I don't know how he managed to get out of there. So should we read the comments? Should we read the comments before?
You might as well.
Pissed
yeah.
at us.
Now I got to go figure out some sick kid bullshit at some point. So.
Yeah, I knew you didn't have as much time today, so we'll. Yeah, we've been going for an hour.
Well, you can blame my kids for that. They're stupid colds because it's that time of year here in Arizona.
Goddamn kids.
Just snap them with my Thanos glove.
That's right.
Or whatever the fuck it is.
There are days. I did figure out.
Wait until you're outnumbered.
I did figure out, by the way, the latency problem, and now your mouth actually matches with your voice.
Oh, good. So I don't look like Henry Cavill in Justice League.
In the Justice League. Version
1. I'm doing this.
You know, if anybody wants to Henry Cavill my beard just for shits and giggles, feel free.
You got to pause to give him some time.
See if you can make it happen.
I don't know. I've seen what they do to my face. I don't know what they're going to do to yours.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it. Let's see. We forgot to add the crystals. Ebob says to not fuck this up, Don. Come on. They only want unity when the right guy is in the White House. Yeah, I know that. Remember that time Bruce Springsteen married that lady with one leg? I do not give two shits about what any celebrity or athlete or whatever, who they're marrying, who they're doing.
Wait,
I don't
care.
Wasn't
that Paul McCartney?
You may, sure. Why not? Ray Gunn says that was John Lemon. There was a St. Jude ad early on with a logo that looked suspiciously like the Fantastic Four logo. Kurt says he was busy and he didn't notice any of the ads. Bruce Springsteen's kid before his marriage to Yoko.
I
think. Ooh. See, these comments make a whole lot more sense when I'm usually, you know, have a lot of rum in me, and since I'm reading this sober, now I'm going, what?
You should be on my side. It's hilarious.
I don't see what's so racist about calling white people hunky. I'm flattered by it. Well, good for you, Ebob. Why are you hated, Dom? What did you chew? Oh, right.
Oh, hi,
I'm
Ray.
Reading that verbatim.
Yeah, that's right. He's a good guy.
Boone's
he'll be thrown off a plane.
He says that game sucked. The commercials sucked. The halftime sucked. Yeah, that halftime show was garbage.
But it's made some pretty interesting memes if you're the memeing type.
Well, at one point, well, first of all, the sound engineer, and this is coming from me who can't get sound right to save his life in my videos. If I'm saying that the sound engineer should have been shot, that's really hitting below the belt.
On a very special LMO tonight.
That's right.
The sound guy for the halftime show.
And then at one point, I can't imagine being in that stadium and The Weeknd, I guess that's his name, he goes into basically a hallway with a lot of lights and stuff in it. And you know, the camera, I think he's doing it himself. I think he's taking like a selfie or something. And like,
he's
if you're in that stadium, you're like, where the fuck did he go?
And he paid to do that, by the way. You don't get paid to do that. He paid to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. I
what a disaster.
It was
Super Bowls really are goddamn terrible.
Yeah, I gotta agree. They're not good anymore. Springsteen was the most embarrassing. Springsteen was the most embarrassing thing from yesterday. There's a lot of things that were embarrassing from yesterday. What kind of asshole drives his Jeep around in winter with the top down? You win, dude. You win the comments.
But if you got one of those Woolies Jeeps where you don't have a choice, those things are fucking cool. Those are really cool. I drove one when I was much younger around the airport that we have down here in my sleepy little corner of the valley. Oh, my God, they're fun. They're just fun.
They are. They're all right.
There's nothing special about them. That's what makes them great.
I want a bunch of tech. I want a bunch of tech. I want heated seats. I want the whole nine yards.
I need my ass wiped before I shit.
E-Bob wants to see Event Horizon, but with Vin Diesel and Michelle Rodriguez and Ludacris. Oh, man, I'd go for that. See Michelle Rodriguez all cut up like...
No. Two things. Number one, build a time machine. Number two, take a DVD or Laserdisc copy of Event Horizon back with you. Give it to some coked-out movie producer, probably from Canon. Tell them to do this almost frame for frame, and I guarantee you we have one of the greatest 80s horror films ever.
I like Event Horizon. It was
I'm a big Event Horizon fan.
It was suitably unsettling.
It's just great schlock. You have over-the-top performances. You've got Sam Neill basically is probably given $1 million and told to just go nuts. And he's like, I'm milking every bit of this paycheck. And he did. You've got the William Shatner sucking gut thing going on at one point.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, Boone asked, didn't they come from the 70s after school specials? Yep, you were on top of it before I was. Good for you, Boone. The Mr. Belvedere, Ray Gunn says, the Mr. Belvedere very special episode with the kid with AIDS was awesome. But in the 80s, that was a gay disease. It didn't turn out
that
later.
That was a big thing.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, do you remember when Dr. Fauci said in the 1980s that if you lived with somebody with AIDS, you had a 90% chance of getting it yourself?
Yeah, you would get it on the toilet.
Yeah, you just sit down and take a piss.
You sit down, take a piss. You got AIDS. You got that toilet AIDS, man.
Yeah, got the AIDS.
We got the AIDS. Rest in peace, Boner. That's right. Boner in Growing Pains was Walter Koenig's son, Chekhov's son, and he offed himself. Oh, God, it's been like 15, 20 years now, I think.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a deep cut.
It is a deep cut. Boone says Tootie was stacked near the end of the run. Yes, she was. James at 15 pees the bed. Okay. Astronaut is a man's job. Yes. They also managed to say they were climbing into them in junkyards, the refrigerators with locks. I don't know. I mean, there weren't that many left I know my parents warned me about the refrigerators and everything, but I just didn't see that many of them. I think I only saw a refrigerator with the latch on it still, like in a... like in a curio shop or an antique shop or something. I just didn't see them.
I would gladly take one.
Here they're bitching ass to read the comments. We're catching up. God damn it.
We're reading up, you ungrateful slobs.
Right. You know, we have a conversation and yeah. You are privy to be a part of our wondrous mental farts that come out. And you should
we're
be
going to tell you privileged. What you need to think. And right. We're going to tell you why.
That's right.
Coming up tonight on LMO.
Yes. Donate
why you suck.
On our PayPal. Hit us on Subscribestar. Give us money. Mr. Dudley and the Mr. Carlson episode is the most well-known. I agree. I think everybody knows the bicycle shop episode. Nancy and Arnold convinced me not to do drugs for the longest time, assholes. You know, I was so disappointed when I found out that Nancy Reagan was wrong.
I can't believe I voted for them twice.
God damn it. Well, they did beat the Ruskies, so I'm happy about that. Gordon jumped Dudley. Ah!
Very nice. And the shark at the same time.
Dudley's gay for pay. Hey, you know, he got a bike out of it. Some kids just want to buy more Transformers, and there's nothing wrong with that. Some older men just want you to give you a BJ, and what's so bad about that? Yeah, I don't know why the Belvedere AIDS episode wasn't on there. It should have been. And now, yeah, read our comments now. They're 50 minutes old and out of context. That's how we do things here, man. That's how it works.
God damn, you want to complain? You're going to complain.
That's right.
We'll give you something this is to where complain our... about. Oh.
This is where our audience ranks at the very end of the fucking episode. That's right.
This love is you where your so entertainment much. Comes to die.
So how's your kid, Dom?
Oh, he's sick.
Was it the sick. Are we talking head spinning around pea soup kind of thing, or are we talking just good dad because he didn't want to go to
it
school?
It would be more interesting than The Exorcist, one of the most boring films I've ever seen. But no, it's just a mild cold. My kids of my three kids, one, possibly two, gets sick between January and February every year. So, actually, as a matter of fact, I typically, that's my sixth season. I think of the past seven Super Bowls, I've been sick for five of them. So, it's like you just pencil it in, it's going to happen. This is the time of year when you get really, really warm days, super cold nights, and then we get the winter weather just... Oh, fuck it. We're going to rain for days on end.
Yeah.
It just screws everything up, especially when you're just used to hot. Nice and hot. I like it hot. It's so comfortable. Stable. 105 days can't come up.
I'm going to use that as the quote for this stream. Dom says, I like it hot. Reagan, I'm going to say no.
What do you do?
I'm not saying it.
Oh, do it. Let's go.
Nope, you can say it.
It's a Ray quote. I like a Ray quote. I don't know what it is. I can't look. I'm not allowed.
Yes, you are.
I am?
Yeah, go to the stream and go you to mean YouTube.
I gotta follow this?
And go look at the damn...
about us not getting to the comments soon enough.
For Christ's sake. While it's happening. What do I got to do?
I don't know. Teach me how to use the internet. Oh, what's that? I can see me. Worlds are colliding right now.
Yeah, we're going to create a singularity here. So,
which one?
The very bottom. The very last comment.
My Dixie wrecked. No.
You know, thankfully, I wasn't going to go for that lowbrow humor, but obviously you've brought this show to a whole new low. Very disappointed in you, Dom.
Sunburn on the top of my head.
Not unexpected, but...
I live in a desert.
All right, guys, do you have any questions for us?
I get what you're getting at. Clever.
Thank you. Damn it. They're very upset with us. You guys have any questions for us, or leave should we angry. Just move on? What should we do for our next stream? I really don't know. I have no idea. Nothing's coming out. Nothing's... I was thinking about if we ever wanted to watch a movie and comment and watch it together, and maybe the group can pick a movie for us. So you could put it in the comments of this article or in the comments of this YouTube channel. And
I have a question. What episode number is this?
It's 20.
Okay. So then the next one is obviously going to be the episode Action Spectacular.
Yes.
Comment down below. Reach us at the website. Find us on Patreon. Don't forget to check out Yoda's OnlyFans. Rate there. and let us know. We will do that. I feel like we're being played.
Let me see.
Find here. A movie. We should totally do it. Like, you know, I don't know, Event Horizon.
There you go. Something that we could have a running comment on. I'll probably have to watch it first. Movie
behind us in the background?
I don't think I can do that because they'll get upset. But as long as we watch it together, we'll be okay.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, got small. I'll see you on the other side of the bed. I'll go ahead and bite the nail. I like it when you do that.
We are at episode 26. This is episode 26, Dom. I've done 26 of these fucking things.
We should do the episode 27 Action Spectacular.
I think we should. I think we need to figure out. We'll watch. We'll watch the episode of Different Strokes with the Bicycle Man, and we will comment on. Now, you guys pick. You guys give us a movie. We will watch it, and you can watch with us. And we will comment as we go along, and we'll try to read your comments as during the movie rather Absolutely. Than just. And we'll make as many jokes as possible. So it should be Star Trek 5 levels of garbage, I think, if we're really going to enjoy this. We'll start out with an easy one. That would be an easy one.
I think it's brilliant. I think this is brilliant. I really do.
All right. So we'll have to figure out a time and a place because that's going to take a couple hours to go through that. So we'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
But I don't think I could have it running in the background. It would have to be while we're doing it.
You get everybody online at the same time and say we're all pressing play now.
That's right. And then we'll have to listen on our own and we will make comments, commentary in the background, making fun of it or pointing out its amazing story and special effects.
Or just talking about how great we think we are.
That's right. When we wander off and we don't have any idea what the hell's going on anymore.
Somebody stops talking and they passed out.
Yoda's face down on the keyboard. Who gives a shit?
Who gives a fuck anymore?
So, it'll be fun.
It's just what the NFL wants you to think.
That's right. We'll be a lot more entertaining than that Super Bowl game. We can't, you know, it's going to be hard to touch Dong's because he's in Arizona and I'm here, Raygun, but I appreciate the sentiment.
Can we just get the three great American athletes of all time out of the way? Number one is obviously Babe Ruth. Number two is Michael Jordan. And obviously number three now is Tom Brady. He has more championship rings than teams do. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's true. Detroit Lions are going, Jesus Christ.
What the fuck do we got to do here?
Their big win is that Calvin Johnson got into the Hall of Fame. That's their big win. That's all they
None
got.
Of them will ever top Babe Ruth, though. None of them.
Yeah, Babe Ruth was an amazing athlete because he pretty much was... He had the physique of a sea frog. And yet,
chicken legs.
He managed to hit 750,000 home runs. So that's pretty impressive.
He was a phenomenal pitcher. Real quick story, now that you brought it up. And it was Christ. Here we go. What was it? Brian Costas? You know, this is my last one. I will literally walk away.
I'm going to put you on.
I'm going to finish it and walk away.
So I can Bob just Costas. Relax.
Bob Costas told this story, and it was kind of a joke. You had an American and an Englishman sitting at a bar having a drink. They're drinking. And the conversation starts cordial at first, but then gradually gets more heated. And finally, the American has enough of this conversation. He says, oh, yeah? Well, screw the king. Screw the king. And the Englishman is taken aback. He's, what's going on here? You don't do that. He says, oh, yeah? Well, screw Babe Ruth.
Is that the entire story? It's a very nice story. So, if you have any therapeutic drugs that you would like to send us some extra ones, I think Dom could use them. He's fallen out of the camera frame and has apparently died.
I have returned. What's going on, guys? Are we starting the show yet or what?
Welcome back. No, we're not starting the show again. We're not doing this
one. Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
We're done.
This was a good one.
Egg timer, Yoda. Egg timer. No shit.
Going in the Hall of Fame.
That's right. So this was our worst episode ever, I'd have to say. Possibly. No? Oh. What do you think is our worst? Nah, that'll be next week. You know, dream big.
Let's not start bickering now. We have so many more shows to do.
That's right. There's so much worse it could get.
There's plenty of failure to go around.
That's right. We just got to apply ourselves. So thank you all for watching. Of course, this is LastMovieOutpost.com. I am Drunken Yoda. That is Dom right over there. And, of course, you can see us. I've been having this damn scroll going on forever, but if you haven't read it by now, it's LastMovieOutpost.com. Facebook is /LastMovieOutpost. When you're on here, if you ever want to do a super chat, and I will read it instead of waiting till the very end, streamlabs.com/LastMovieOutpost, Twitter @MovieOutpost, and I am @DrunkenYoda1, and we do have an Instagram @LastMovieOutpost. Dom, anything to say before you go? Any final words? That would be no. All right, then. I'm going to hang it up. I'm going to quit. I don't even care anymore. You all take care of yourself. He's pretending he's frozen. I love it. You all take care of yourselves. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you on the next stream.